The new company, to be called ArcelorMittal, is the result of a difficult courtship. Mittal chairman Lakshmi Mittal fought for 5 months to complete the deal. Arcelor chairman Joseph Kinch alluded to the strains at a news conference in Luxembourg on Monday.
J'espère que ce mariage de raison.
I hope this marriage of reason will end up in a marriage of the heart between our teams, who will try to work as close as possible together.
Mittal, who is the world's fifth wealthiest man, becomes president of the new company. The merger makes him the global steel industry's star figure and champion matchmaker.
As I said before, that we have been trying to persuade the bride for the last 5 months that we love her and she should accept the marriage proposal. And it took us about 5 months to persuade this bride, which is very young. And
don't you?
So I hope that this marriage is long-lasting.
The merger creates a global steel-producing Goliath with 320,000 employees, controlling about 10% of the world's market and turning out 160 million tons of steel a year. This is about triple the output of its nearest rival, Nippon Steel of Japan. Arcelor executives were said to be hostile to Mittal's proposal at first, preferring instead a deal with Russia's Severstal Steel. But Mittal sweetened his offer and made concessions on the form the new organization would take, finally beating out Severstal.
Severstal tried to obstruct the process, so I'm happy that we could succeed. But at the same time, I have said that we like to maintain industrial relations between Severstal and Arcelor. We want to put everything behind, and we are looking for a better relation in the future.
In Russia, Severstal is feeling left out, complaining that Arcelor's board did not invite it to discuss the revised offer. The company said it is reviewing its options. George Dwyer, VOA News.